It's the Southwest Arkansas Sports Page on the Air, your weekly local sports podcast. And now, here's your hosts, Greg Revels and Tony Stowers.
And we're back with Season 3, Episode 23 of the Southwest Arkansas Sports Page on the Air. We're going to be looking at basketball for all our teams in Southwest Arkansas. But before we do that, we're going to look at the number 66. A lot of famous number 66 guys.
Mary Lemieux, the reason that I love Penguin hockey, basically. Just a great hockey player and a great Penguin.
All right, and look at Larry Little. He's a great Miami Dolphins guard, I believe.
Absolutely.
During their undefeated season and around there.
Yeah, he played for those 70s Dolphins teams.
Yep. Alan Fanica.
Fanica.
I know. I'm just messing with you.
Great offensive lineman for the Jets and the Steelers. Has a Super Bowl ring.
And I don't know that last guy. Ray
I've heard of him.
Nishitsky.
What did you just say?
Ray Nitschke, the great Green Bay Packer.
I mean, to me, he is the face of, you know, maybe not leather helmet football, but old football. He's one of the guys that that you think of a football in the 50s and the 60s, you think of Ray Nitschke.
Best thing the Packers have going the last few weeks is us mentioning him on this podcast.
You know, that's it's one thing you and I can agree on.
It's been a rough go for our teams, Jeff, over the last couple of weeks.
Not for mine.
No.
They were already done.
Making tea times.
That's right. That's right.
The Cowboys rested their players last week.
Which is better than arresting.
Which it can happen. Yeah, that's right. Well, anything, any other number 66s that y'all can think of?
I couldn't come up with a good Razorback.
See, I keep, you know, I don't know why I keep thinking there is one, but I can't find one. So, apparently I was wrong. I don't know. I thought I was wrong, and I wasn't. So, you know, that's it. But anyway, that's probably enough on the number 66. We'll start talking about basketball.
Whether you need a hardworking truck, a family SUV, or something built for adventure, your Gary Autoplex has you covered. For over 60 years, Scrapper fans have counted on York Gary to go the extra mile, and they're still doing it today. York Gary Autoplex, your home for the ride that fits your life.
Nashville Scrappers had a tough week last week, Tony, as they went to Hope and had a big win, but then lost to Magnolia, which, according to Coach Worthen, Magnolia hadn't lost a conference game yet.
Since there's been a conference.
Since they've been in this conference. So they're still playing pretty well as they beat the Scrappers by 20 on Friday night. This week, they get to go to Arkadelphia and then to Camden. Two quality opponents, but I expect the Scrappers to prevail in those games.
Teams that we have got to see, those should be good ball games, and 12-2 is still a pretty good start.
Oh, it is, and Jonte Taylor's doing an excellent job, and you know, something that we talked about last week that we saw Bo Bell is back.
Yeah, we saw him back in the scoring column, which we didn't get to see him at the Coliseum, so excited for the Scrappers to get him back. He's a big cog in their machine.
Yeah, and the Nashville Scrapperettes, they beat Hope 67-21. And they beat Magnolia 74-48. They got the same schedule as the boys this week, and we'd love to talk to you about how they did and who were the leading scorers, but we can't seem to get any information on that. So if you got any of it, we'd love to have it. Just send it to us.
At Hometown Poultry Supply, they are not just equipment dealers, they're poultry growers, just like you. That's right, you listening right now. They know the struggles, they know the solutions, and they're there to help you succeed. From turnkey construction to upgrades and repairs, they have got your back. Hometown Poultry Supply, where they treat their customers the way they would like to be treated.
Now we're going to talk about the Mena Bearcats. Mena Bearcats, 10-7 on the year. They lost to Pottsville and then beat Waldron. And Tony JoJo Hernandez?
Yeah, had another big week. for the Bearcats. And the game against Waldron, a very exciting game from everything that we've heard. You know, they're big rivals anyway. Mm-hmm. You know, if they're playing checkers up there, they'd be 100 people to watch. And I'm sure that was something to see. And the Bearcats off to a 10-7 start. You know, I think they started 0-4, so 10-7, not bad.
No, they're really doing well. Lady Cats 15-4, but Tony lost two games this week.
Yeah, lost to Pottsville 46-32, Waldron 42-32, and probably the toughest week the Lady Cats have had so far this season.
Yeah, no, I mean, they've been doing really well, and look for them to rebound from that. This week they're playing Dardanelle and then Ozark. Looks like both of those games are going to be in Mena, so advantage Bearcats and Lady Cats. Look forward to seeing the results of those games next week.
Jobs.pilgrims.com. That is the website to go to see everything that Pilgrims offers in the way of careers. The leading global provider of high-quality food products, including well-recognized brands and value-added premium products. As one of the world's largest poultry producers and a fully integrated pork producer, Pilgrims has provided wholesome quality products to customers and consumers for more than 7 decades. And they have over 58,000 team members, taking great pride in providing more than 133 million daily servings of protein to retailers, restaurants, food service providers, and consumers around the world. The company includes 39 production facilities and 27 prepared food facilities in 14 states, the UK, Puerto Rico, Mexico, and Europe. Pilgrims is proud to partner with more than 4,900 family farms for poultry and over 6,300 family farms for hog and lamb supplies. Their vision guides everything they do to be the best and the most respected company in the industry, creating the opportunity of a better future for their team members. I'm talking hourly production, plant operations and support, drivers, research and development, quality assurance and food safety, human resources, sales and marketing, accounting and finance, professional opportunities. If you think you could be an asset to the company, you should go to jobs.pilgrims.com and even check out their benefits, better futures, insurance, growth. There is no better company to take ownership of your career growth than JBS. Explore the opportunities for development with a global food company. Take advantage of more than 2,000 courses in their development learning program offerings, online learning and ad hoc courses, 401ks. With your 401k, they offer company match, long-term tax benefits, investment options, and geographic flexibility. And of course, paid holidays and time off. So all of your benefits taken care of, your career taken care of, absolutely amazing. And that's not even to get into their community action that they take here, right here in Southwest Arkansas and all over. Whether it's community events, fundraisers, you can always see Pilgrims participating in some form or fashion, whether it's providing chicken for fundraisers and just so much more. They're always a huge member of the community. They employ so many people here, and it's a perfect fit for our podcast. Of course, we love having Pilgrims on. It makes total sense, and they're big supporters of all the local sports in the area, always big supporters of our radio station and everything. So we're so appreciative to have them on board. And if you're interested in joining their team, you should go to jobs.pilgrims.com.
Time to talk Dirk's Outlaws and Lady Outlaws. And fortunately, back after a 1 week absence, we got King Tut.
Vacation.
Yeah. I know we missed you, man. It's called the, the Green Bay sickness.
Yes,
yeah,
the Packer flu,
Packer syndrome.
Well, it happens to the best of us, man. So, what you got for the Outlaws?
Good week for Outlaws and Lady Outlaws last week. We'll start with the boys' team. The Outlaws 13-7 overall record, 5-2 in conference play, with losses to Foreman and Cutter Morning Star. They'll get a rematch with Cutter this week as they travel up there. But last week they defeated the Murfreesboro Rattlers 63-51, and Elijah Hawthorne had a great game in that game. He had 18 points, 8 rebounds, and 4 steals. Peyton Beckman, usual suspect, he had 15 points. Harrison Simmons, 10 points. You know, big conference win and really physical game. You talk about rivalries. Murfreesboro and Derrick's is one of them, and it might have started in the Lady Outlaws contest with Murfreesboro, but we'll get to that in a minute. The
on Friday night of last week, the Outlaws defeated Mountain Pine 58-51. Peyton Beckman scored 25 points, had four rebounds. Hawthorne had 8 points, but he had some clutch free throws down the stretch to kind of secure that win for the Outlaws. So two big wins for the Outlaws last week to keep things going in conference. They are, I'm going to say, maybe tied for second place in conference right now. And like I say, some big games coming up this week. On to the Lady Outlaws, 16-5 on the season, 7-0 in conference play. And this is where the heat got started against the Rattlers. They defeated the Lady Rattlers 79-13 last week. You know, a big margin of victory, and not everybody was happy about it. Outlaw fans were, but not everybody else. Addison Hill led the way with 17 points, Aspen Pugh 15, Savannah Tedford 15, Riley Simmons 13, Rayleigh Walston 8, Presley Pugh 7. So everybody in on the scoring. You know, Riley Simmons had 4 rebounds and 4 assists to go along with her 13 points. Just a good team effort by the Lady Outlaws. And they carried that on into Friday night in a, what was, I would say, a highly anticipated game against Mountain Pine, who gave them fits 3 times last season. But, you know, they've lost a few key players, and the Lady Outlaws won that one pretty easy, 54-15 over the Mountain Pine Lady Red Devils. Presley Pugh had 12. Riley Simmons, 12 points, 8 rebounds, 2 assists. And something you won't hear a whole lot, Addison Hill scored 4 points. So you can tell she kind of took it easy on the night. Both teams traveled, same schedule this week, on the road for 3 games, a Tuesday night or tonight. I'm confused.
Or last night. Should be tonight.
They traveled to Caddo Hills. Thursday night, the games are at Mountain Pine, and on Friday night, Cutter Morning Star. Wrapping up Outlaw basketball, I'd like to point out both junior high teams, the Junior Lady Outlaws and the Junior Outlaws, both won the individual titles at the Umpire Junior Tournament, making them both back-to-back champions the last 2 years. So congratulations to those teams.
Congratulations. Yeah. All right. Congratulations to the Dirks Junior Outlaws and Junior Lady Outlaws.
They won it all. They didn't just get a precipitation trophy. Inside joke for everybody that doesn't know.
Well, that's great. Appreciate you catching us up to date on the Outlaws and Lady Outlaws, and we're going to see if somebody can score more than 20 points against the Lady Outlaws this week.
All right, I've got Coach Stewart of the Lady Outlaws from Dirks on the line today, and Coach, having a pretty good year so far.
Yes, sir. Appreciate you having me on the air, and we've had a great year. I just hope we can continue to finish it out, stay healthy.
Well, I, speaking of staying healthy, I know you had 2 girls break basically the same bone in the same hand in the same quarter in the same game. How are they doing? Are they almost back or where are you at?
Yeah, they're doing real well. You know, they did break the same bone. Well, it's actually a different bone in the hand. Your bone had the same exact surgery. Their first game back got cleared to play. In Friday's game, I gave them kind of minimal minutes, and I played them probably 10 to 15 minutes that game. But they're cleared. Just trying to get them worked back in and, knock some of the rust off. But they practiced all week. We're released to practice all week, full contact. And then the week before, they could shoot. I mean, they were only out like 1 week completely out.
Well, that's good. And I know that you've been a little shorthanded because you don't have a big bench anyway. Probably 9 girls, is that right?
Yep. Yeah, I got 9. And then when those 2 was out, we had 7.
Yeah.
And then Wednesday in practice, Kaylin Coulter, she rolled her ankle really bad. And I was real worried I was only going to have 6 for that game on Friday. But luckily, those 2 got to come back. So,
well, that's good. And hope Kaylin gets better soon. Looking at your record, if I'm not mistaken, I think you're 16-5. That's what it's got on Scorebook Live. So you're doing really well. You're undefeated in the conference. I know anything could happen, but I know you're probably I don't know if planning is the right word, but you're anticipating being the number one seed going into the conference tournament, I would imagine.
Yes, sir. Yeah, we got we got Cutter. We got Cutter at Cutter Friday. And I think even maybe worst case scenario, I mean, which we got Horatio, you know, they gave us a pretty good game at Horatio, but we beat Cutter 10 plus at our place. So they would have to beat us 10 plus, and then it would go to, you know, points and all that stuff. So I feel good about it. We played Pine, you know, got the McDaniel move in, the girl. And so I was a little worried about that game, but we came out and did well against them. So, I feel good about getting that one seed in the conference and going into the district tournament.
Well, I tell you, I tell people this all the time. I wasn't there, but I was listening to the call on the radio when y'all were playing Horatio. And maybe the most impressive thing that I've heard or seen this basketball season in high school was Addison Hill jumping up and getting the ball out that was stuck in the goal. that's pretty impressive for a girl.
Yeah, she's very athletic. It's, I've seen her jump up and touch the rim several times. I was actually talking to somebody this weekend about it, and I told him, I said, I got a girl that's about 6 foot tall, close to 6 foot. I said, she can jump up and touch the rim. That's pretty good for a 2A girls basketball player. She went yesterday to watch, I think it was at Arkadelphia, watch college team play, and I got to talk to their coach a little bit, and but I said, well, were you bigger than all them, or, you know, and she said, yeah, I was bigger than all of them except for their 6'3 post player. And I'm like, well, that's pretty good then.
Yeah. Well, and the thing about Addison is she can play point.
Yeah. 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 She does some for me. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So she's doing really well. And I know you just got a whole lot of girls that, you know, they basically out of those nine girls, any of them could start. So, I mean, that's saying a lot for the entire team. You got a really good team and coach, I appreciate you taking the time to talk to me for a few minutes. Anything else you want to mention before I let you go?
Oh, not that I can think of. Just excited about the postseason. That's what I was talking to another guy about just a minute ago, is that I was excited. You know, this year I'm a little bit more excited for the postseason, get to the region and see what we can do from there.
Yeah, well, I'm excited for y'all, too. It's always good for girls and boys basketball, but any basketball team in Southwest Arkansas to do well. We love to see that, and we're excited to see the remainder of the season for the Dirks Lady Outlaws. I appreciate you taking the time to talk to me, and we'll be talking to you again soon, I'm sure.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
DeQueen Animal Hospital and Ashdown Veterinary Clinic. DeQueen Animal Hospital at 1690 Highway 70 West right here in DeQueen. Give them a call at 870-642-8387. That's Vets. And you can schedule your appointment today or ask any questions that you might need. And Ashdown Veterinary Clinic at 139 Southern Drive in Ashdown, 870-898-5181. Schedule your appointment or ask any questions with Ashdown Veterinary Clinic as well. Martin Veterinary Services has been a proud sponsor of the Southwest Arkansas Sports Page on the Air since the very beginning, and we appreciate them so much for that, and not only that, what they do for the community, and that is offer high-quality veterinary services to everybody here, whether it's just simple stuff, spaying and neutering, or medications, checkups, and things like that, down to more serious things. You can trust Martin Veterinary Services to take care of you, and don't just take my word for it. There are a ton of good reviews on Google and across the board. You can check out their Facebook page as well, DeQueen Animal Hospital / Ashdown Veterinary Clinic, and hundreds of reviews, all 5 stars. And, you always need to be able to trust the person that you're taking your pets to, and Martin Veterinary Services is the one. I have used them for multiple occasions, whether it's with my dogs or my cats, and they've been an absolute delight. Such a blessing to have them in this community offering these services. So we appreciate them so much, and you can go to DeQueen Animal Hospital or Ashdown Veterinary Clinic today for all your veterinary needs.
Time to talk about the Costot River Eagles and Lady Eagles. Eagles lost to Magazine 89-62, and the girls, or Lady Eagles, beat Magazine 44-34. Big victory for the Lady Eagles there, Tony.
Lady Eagles inching up toward the 500 mark. It's not been that long ago, Greg. The Lady Eagles, I think, finished a season 20 games under 500.
Mm-hmm.
So they are definitely improving. at Causatot in the girls' basketball. Boys rebuilding, you know, had nine seniors last year. Coach Barrett talks about how hard his team tries. And as we talked about with Coach Merrick at Horatio, you know, you can only play the cards you're dealt.
That's right.
And as long as those young men are playing to the best of their ability, I don't know. I think that's all you can ask.
That's right. That's right. Well, when you look at the Causatot River Eagles this week, they also have three games. Monday they play Mansfield, which was last night. Tuesday or tonight they play Lavaca. And then Friday they play Mansfield at Mansfield. So they got two games against Mansfield and one game against Lavaca.
Or
is that
like
Lavaca?
It looks like maybe
it depends on
they had a game canceled last week and it got moved to this week. And
okay.
Because I thought they were scheduled to play two games last week, and something must have happened that one of them got moved to this week. So it's a one-game week and a three-game week.
Gotcha. And it's time for Tyler's favorite part of the program, and that's going to be the awards show, and we've got several to give out. We're going to start out with the Shelter Insurance Jeff Woods Agency Leopard Player of the Week, and that's going to go to?
It's going to go to Kate Lindsay. Kate, with sensational defense at Fairview, shut down Isis Wilson, which is no small task, and really spurred the Lady Leopard victory at Candom on Tuesday.
And moving on, we're going to talk about the Dom Tar Panther Player of the Week, and no surprise here.
No, Elton John's favorite Lady Panther, Kaylee Dancer.
Horatio State Bank Line Player of the Week.
Alaya Ayers, 12 points versus the Foreman Lady Gators.
And Horatio State Bank Gator Player of the Week.
It's going to be Katie Dotson.
All right. The Loveless Refrigeration Scrapper Player of the Week.
Jonte Taylor, who had 36 points last week.
Shelter Insurance Todd Moore Agency Outlaw Player of the Week will be this week.
It's going to be Elijah Hawthorne. Hit some big free throws down the stretch and had a great game for the Outlaws.
The Union Bank of Mena Bearcat Player of the Week.
It's going to be JoJo Hernandez.
The Stillwell's Restaurant Warriors Player of the Week is Manolo Vasquez, who scored over 2,000 points in his high school career. Congratulations to him. The Union Bank of Mena Eagle Player of the Week, Jade Watkins, who had 8 points, 6 steals, and 6 rebounds. And the Toad Thumper Lure Girls Player of the Area.
It's going to be Heavenly Pickens, 38 points, 22 rebounds last week.
Great week by her. Horatio State Bank Boys Player of the Area.
The Horatio State Bank Boys Player of the Area is going to be Hayden Easter, 56 points last week.
Great week by him. And then we go to the Mud Creek Designs Southwest Arkansas Sports Page on the Air, Player of the Area.
It's going to be a coming out party for Wes Norcross of the Ashdown Panthers, 24 points versus Harmony Grove.
All right. And we got one more thing to do. We got to talk about the DeQueen Motorsports Game of the Week.
Going to be the Dirks Outlaws at Cutter Morningstar.
All right. Congratulations to all the winners of all the awards for this week.
CCCUA.edu. That is UA Causatot's website for you to find out everything you need to know about applying and enrolling, programs of study, how to pay for college, all of their athletics and apparel, student life, community and workforce, and so much more. Your medical education will start here. UA Causatot has the third highest college graduation rate in the state of Arkansas and is proud to be the first and only Hispanic serving institution in the state as a member of the Hispanic Association of Colleges and Universities. We offer degrees and certificates in more than 24 fields and are a leader in implementing more affordable textbook-free courses and boast a variety of professional industry training certifications, small class sizes, low tuition, and quality online and in-class instruction. UA Causatot is committed to improving the lives of those in our region by providing quality education, outstanding service, and relevant industry training. And by going to cccua.edu, you can find everything you need to know, again, about campus dining and campus maps, the Center for Student Success and Consumer Information, financial aid, textbooks, payments, career pathways, scholarships, and so much more. Find out their vast amount of programs of study on offer, and you can find out how to apply and enroll right from their great website. Check out the Colts gift shop as well, and you can go to uacausatotcolts.com to find out everything you need to know about the Colts, whether it's basketball, soccer, or shooting sports. Any Colts fans can find all the information that they need and merchandise they need on uacausatotcolts.com, and go to cccua.edu today.
And it's time to talk about the national sports. And the national sports are brought to you by Mina Pre-Owned in Mina, Arkansas. If you need a used vehicle, go see Mina Pre-Owned. They'll have it ready, shined up, and ready to go for you.
Tony? Oh, Jeff out there washing it like Biff on Back to the Future.
Yeah. I'd have to go Back to the Future to be able to watch one.
Oh, man. Well, looking at the NFL playoffs, man, we're down to the final games in each conference. Looking at the NFC first, you got the Seahawks and the Rams. Y'all surprised?
Not really. I mean, the Seahawks have quietly been the best team in the NFC this year. Their defense is big time, and their offense is good enough. So it wouldn't surprise me to see the Seahawks in the Super Bowl. Wouldn't surprise me, frankly, to see the Seahawks win the Super Bowl.
Oh, I think y'all didn't invite me last week, but I think if y'all go back 2 weeks,
we're not going back 2 weeks.
You can listen and see where I picked the Rams and the Patriots to be in the Super Bowl.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I do know that. I'll give you that.
Okay.
Of course, he picked the Bills and the Packers at the beginning of the year.
Yeah, I know. I think that the biggest surprise in out of the NFC games this weekend for me was the margin of victory for the Seattle Seahawks.
Yeah, the 49ers limped into Seattle, though. You could kind of see that coming, but not 41-6. But in a great game last night between the Bears and the Rams.
Yeah.
I think the Rams and the Seahawks are clearly the best two teams in the NFC.
Yeah.
The Seahawks, they set the tone with opening kickoff, returned opening kickoff. And, I mean, that's like a kick in the gut. I mean.
Yeah.
Especially when you're already hurting.
Yeah.
You're already limping in there, you know, so.
And then the Rams last night, hey, we didn't get to give a number 66 for the Razorbacks. What about Cam Curl, former Razorback, had that interception.
Big interception there.
That led to the drive that won it for them.
Mm-hmm. Sure did. But so looking at the game, the AFC Championship game, you got the Denver Broncos and New England Patriots. But Denver Broncos going to be without their quarterback.
Going to be without Bo Nix, who hurt his broke his ankle, I guess, or fractured it in overtime. And man, just a lot of controversy in that game. Dad and I sat and watched that game and. I thought the Bills had some opportunities to win the ball game. They obviously did. And I still, you know, now for 20 years, I don't know what a catch is. I do not know. And it's different every time.
Neither does
Dez. They had a play in the Bears-Rams game, very similar, and it was called a catch. And they called it an interception in the Patriots game. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I don't get it. If you catch the ball and you hit a knee and you still have possession of the ball, how's that not a catch?
I don't know. I wasn't at home when all that took place, and I was hearing about it on the radio. We'd gone to the finals, the umpire tournament, and I said, I got to get home and see highlights. I got to know what they're talking about. And
right.
Well, I'm with you. I mean, I think he's
down. Bills just come apart after that. They got a couple of dumb penalties. They got a pass interference penalty. They got an unsportsmanlike conduct penalty where a guy throws his helmet, yelling it at an official. And they definitely had to come apart and got the Patriots in chip shot range for a field goal. And that was the difference in the ball game.
Yeah, but so you want to change your picks? Are you still going with Rams and Patriots?
Rams and Patriots.
Tony?
I think without Bo Nix, I got to go with the Patriots as well.
Okay. Well, I'm going to go with the Patriots and the Seahawks.
Yeah.
That's what I'm doing at the Seahawks. So we'll see how that works out next week. Tonight, which by the time you hear this, it'll be over with, but we're still going to talk about it just for a second. You got the national championship game in the college football playoffs, Miami playing the Indiana I'm going to win it all team.
Google it.
Yeah.
Do I get to go first here?
You can go anytime you want to.
Just like a few weeks ago when Miami was going to play Ole Miss, I said in week 5 Miami was the best team in college football. I'm taking Indiana. I mean, they're just demolishing folks.
I know.
Well, there's got to be something said, though, for Miami playing on their home field.
Yeah.
How many times do you get to play a national championship game on your home field?
That's true.
And I know Indiana, Greg didn't believe me last week, so he Googled it. Indiana has the biggest alumni base in the country, the biggest one in college football. And there'll be a bunch of red in the stands, but it's hard to get past a team playing a national championship game on their home field. Having said all that, Indiana by 40.
Well, you know, I was listening to some sports talk radio this week and heard Ray Lewis. They were interviewing Ray Lewis, you know, and he said, how old are those guys? He said, I'd been in the league 4 or 5 years by the time I was the age they are. You know, and they've got, with the COVID years and all the extra years they got, they've got some kids 26 years old playing in Indiana.
Yeah, he's one to talk, though, being a Hurricane guy. Carson Beck, I seen a deal the other day. Man, and I can't think of the running back that's a sensation for him right now. They said he's supposed to be getting ready for prom. He's 17 years old.
Yeah.
They said Carson Beck's freshman year in college, this kid was 11 years old. You know, and now Beck's throwing the ball to him. I mean, Beck's in
it's not the Tony kid,
year.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yes. Tony.
Yeah. Yeah, I know.
So, I mean, they can't talk about how old Indiana folks are just because they feed them corn and stuff up that way.
Well,
I don't know.
It's a little laughable that Miami would be talking about anybody breaking any rules.
Well, they weren't talking about breaking rules. I mean, I think he just said, and I think it's a smart move on Cignetti's part to get more mature players.
Yeah.
Instead of 18-year-old players that, you know, are going to be there for a year or two. He went and got those guys that you know, while that some of them may go to the pros, a lot of them probably won't.
Yeah,
I don't think
they're playing their professional football right now.
That's right. There's not one 5-star on their team.
Yeah,
and you know that's unusual.
And you know we talked about it a few weeks ago. Mendoza won the Heisman Trophy. How many of these teams in the Final Four or Final Eight would he even been starting quarterback on at the first of the year?
Yeah,
you know that's questionable.
Yeah, that's right. But hey,
and there's got to be some X's and O's to this too. Yeah, you got it. You know, Cignetti's done a great job, and that's, I mean, to out scheme Alabama the way he out schemed Alabama, it's impressive.
After I got, I got some mail after last week. So, coaching is the one thing that's going to win this game. I promise you. And it's going to be it's going to be Indiana.
I had to hear about those comments the other night, and I didn't even make them.
Because coaching is so important. and
football and football.
Yeah.
Well, it's a combination.
Ah, man. If you can't have fun, you know, you're just having a good time.
That's
so.
Right.
Anyway, a lot of coaches with a lot of experience. We talked about Harbaugh last week getting fired, and then Mike Tomlin now resigned, and apparently he's not going to coach anymore.
Well,
at least not next year.
Not this next year. I mean, the Steelers have his rights for 2 years, so if he coaches in the next 2 years, somebody's going to be giving the Steelers some draft picks. I still think TV is probably in Tomlin's future. He's just that kind of guy. And then, I came prepared to talk about Tomlin and what that means to the Steelers and all that. And then we get news on my internet. I was looking. Sean McDermott, the Bills have moved on from Sean McDermott. So you take Tomlin, Harbaugh, McDermott, 500 wins probably between the three of them,
mm-hmm.
all let go because you didn't win enough.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable to me.
Just to add to that, I was going to come in here and figured I would be talking about the whole Matt LaFleur deal because they were talking about letting him go.
I know.
They've renewed his contract yesterday, I believe.
Yeah. Well, but, I'm going to say that would have been a great grab for the Steelers if the Packers had done it.
But, I mean, that's just crazy, the coaches that are being fired, not, you know, just resigning, but it's crazy.
Well, I'm going to tell you what. If the Steelers let Mike Tomlin walk out of the building and hire Mike McCarthy – There may be a jersey burning at the Stiers house.
You'd be on
house.
The Packers, man.
Man, I just would just blow my mind. Brian Flores, he was a defensive coordinator for the Steelers for a cup of coffee. He's also head coach of the Miami Dolphins. He got a second interview with the Steelers yesterday. He might be the guy. And then Mike Shula, who's the defensive coordinator for the Rams. Steelers like to hire defensive coaches and young coaches. I think he's 37.
Is it Mike?
I believe it's Mike Shula, yeah.
Okay.
The he is the grandson of Don Shula, the son of David Shula.
Yeah.
And that would be the kind of guy the Steelers would hire.
Yeah, I think they're going to get Mike McCarthy.
Ryan Clark told me it was going to be Flores. Well,
you can have a rooting interest, but they ain't hiring Mike McCarthy. I'm telling you. His agent must be great.
Ryan Clark told me it was going to be Flores.
Yeah, well, that's what he said. He said it better be, I think is what he said.
Oh, yeah, that's what he told me. It better be.
But Sean, why did the Bills move on from Sean McDermott? He didn't make that call that – he didn't do, you know, he had them in a position to go to the AFC championship game yesterday, and all those things are out of his control. If they win yesterday, do you think they're thinking about moving on from Sean McDermott? No. It's crazy. And who are you going to get? You know, the Falcons are going to hire Kevin Stefanski today.
Yeah.
And he was the Browns coach, and somewhere Bill Stowers in his recliner saying, "What in the world are the Falcons doing?" He was sitting there praying that the Browns would fire him, and now the Falcons are going to hire him.
Same thing Deion saying, "What in the world are the Falcons doing?" But y'all talking about the Bills and that firing, that's like firing Marv Levy because Scott Norwood missed a field goal.
I know.
Yeah.
I mean, we talk about the role of coaches and how big a role they play. All a coach can do is lead a horse to water, and once you get him to water, the coach can't drink it for him. You know, the athlete has got to come through. All you can do is put your athletes and Bryce. You can pat me on the back Wednesday, but all a coach can do is put their athletes in the best situation to win. Sean McDermott definitely did that.
Me and Greg,
I think Mike Tomlin definitely did that. I think Jim Harbaugh definitely did that.
That's right.
Me and Greg got our NFL head coaches back next season.
Oh, boy.
Well, look at all these headline NFL coaches that are on the market. And the Cowboys hired who last year?
I don't know.
You remember his name?
No. I don't know who it is.
I don't know.
I don't either. It's terrible. America's team.
Sure, I do remember. I know who it is.
Who is it?
Schottenheimer.
Okay,
yeah.
I don't know why they hired him, but I know they hired him. But here's the deal with me is, I'm not even going to talk about it. We're going to move on. We're going to move on, and we're going to talk about the SEC versus Big Ten playoff expansion. One team wants 16, one team wants 24. One league wants 16, one league wants 24, and they're going.
And it'll stay 12 till they can come to an agreement.
Yeah, and they'll eventually figure out how it makes the most money, and that's what they'll do.
Yeah,
whichever it makes.
Well, I don't know how 24 couldn't make the most money.
Well, for them.
Oh, well, more their teams are going to be in a 24-game playoff than
I don't know. I don't know that that's true. I'm just wondering when you get – because, you know, one of the things that I see, and I'm not – you know, I'm an SEC homer. I'll admit that. But, you know, one of the things I think that's happened with the SEC is that they've beat each other up so much that – in the eyes of national media, they've taken a step back. And I don't know that that's really true. Now, the
Big Ten has got better.
Well, the upper two or three teams.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, they have. And, you know, in Indiana, great story, everything, but that's an anomaly. They're not.
I don't know if it's an anomaly.
Well, we'll see.
Yeah, we'll see.
But, I mean, they came out of nowhere. They've been there for 2 years. We'll see if they maintain or not.
Right.
But it, you know, they hadn't been there for a long time at the top of the heap in the Big Ten.
No.
And so, usually you got, you know, four or five teams in the Big Ten out of how many teams they got now. They call it the Big Ten. It's
like
actually 20, right?
Yeah.
And then the SEC. You know, I think the depth is deeper in the SEC.
Well, and that's maybe my point. If you add four teams to this current national playoff, how many those teams will be SEC teams? And if you add 12 to the current format, how many of those teams would be SEC teams? And I'm going to say if you add four, it's probably two, and if you add 12, it's probably four or five. So I can't see how it wouldn't be good for the SEC and the Big Ten.
Well, see,
they're not going to add G5 teams. I'm telling you that.
No,
they're going to get their one spot in 2014.
And in the grand scheme of things, the Pac-2 is irrelevant.
Well, that's true. But you know, I think the thing about it is when you look at like the, what is it, the Big 8, Big 12, Big yeah. what now? I don't know what
it is. I think they're 12. Still going Big 12.
Okay, they're Big 12. I don't have.
They got 20 teams.
But see, you know, the thing about them is they had two or three teams that had records with 1-2 losses. They're going to be vying for those other positions, and a team with 4 or 5 losses from the SEC is not going to get in there most years.
Right.
Against that.
Notre Dame would have got in this year.
Yeah.
Utah.
Yeah. Yeah.
But
and you can probably name another one. You know, I can't remember what the you know the top 25 was now. But anyway, you know, I think you can get it to be too big.
There's a little girl on my phone that could tell us.
Yeah. You know, but you know, when you look at, you know, it's kind of like going to basketball. If you go to the basketball tournament, you know, they can put every team in there if they do very many more teams.
Yeah.
They might as well. Because it doesn't do any, you know, if you're going to do all that, you might as well just put them all in there. And I think that's close to where you're getting with 24 teams.
All right.
Any relevant teams anyway.
Probably Texas gets in. Yeah. Probably Vanderbilt gets in a 24-team tournament.
Yeah.
Then you probably got to go all the way. That may be it for the SEC.
Yeah.
As far as the Big Ten goes, probably USC gets in. Mm-hmm. Michigan may get in. So, I mean, I could see Iowa. And then there's teams outside of those two leagues that would get in. Probably BYU. They had a good year. Arizona had a good year. Houston had a good year. I mean, I'm down to 22, 23 in the country, something like that. So,
yeah. 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 Yeah, so I don't think it makes them more money, a whole lot more money. That's what I'm saying.
Well, man. And it definitely finishes the bowls.
Right.
It finishes the bowls.
Yeah.
I think if Division I Power Four, a college football ever goes to a 2014 playoff, the G5 ought to say, okay, we're going to go do our own thing. You know, because all the bowls are gone that pay out any money at all in those 24. I mean, to play out a 24-team tournament, you're talking about, what, 20, 25 ball games? And they would be in the bowl games, I would think, or they wouldn't, and the bowl games would be irrelevant anyway.
I can't remember how many bowl games they had this year, but, you know, it was about a few 40. Years ago. I was going to say a few years ago it was like 37.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, and I think those things are still going to be relevant for some teams in the mid-levels. I mean, we'll take Arkansas for an example. If Arkansas goes 6-6, which is a pretty good year for Arkansas,
right?
You know, and they get to go to a bowl game, that's helpful to them.
Yeah.
And so some of those, like the Liberty Bowl, the Birmingham Bowl, you know, those things, those kind of bowls are still going to be there. I think they'll still be there.
If they're not eating up by the 2014 playoff.
Well, Arkansas, 6-6, Arkansas won't be in that 2014 playoff.
But that's my point. But say the Liberty Bowl is.
Yeah,
I understand. That wouldn't be there for a 6-6 Arkansas.
Right, but they'll. Yeah, but with, I mean, 40, if, with 40 bowls, there will be something there for
there
them.
Will be some
bowls. They play 22 bowl games in Orlando. Every other night they play one.
And Dallas-Fort Worth region.
That's
I mean,
true.
They get their share.
Yeah, they do.
I was just going to say, I know we're about ready to move on to something else, but say the Independence Bowl gets one of these, you know, the playoff scenario. It fills up. I mean, people
that would be a boom for Shreveport.
Yeah.
Be a boom for Memphis. Yeah.
Yeah.
In the Liberty Bowl, yeah.
Yeah, that it's not big enough.
No, probably not.
I would say if it's a 2014 playoff, you're going to see a lot more teams hosting games at their home field.
Yeah.
And yep. the bowls would suffer.
Yeah, yeah, you're probably right. But anything else you want to talk about with that?
Nope.
Okay. Well, I don't really want to talk about Hog basketball. Let's wait till they win to talk about it.
Let's just say it's hard to win on the road.
Yeah, man, it is, isn't it?
I mean,
it really is. Did you watch the game?
Yeah. Well, at umpire. Yeah.
It just, I mean, we got so far behind, you know, and it was just unbelievable.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not nothing against Georgia, but I don't think they got the players we got. But I mean, we got back to within, I don't know, seven or something like that. It got close. And then they just took off again. You know, it wore us out getting there. But we'll see how they do. They got a big game coming up this week against Vanderbilt, who just took their first loss last week. So
to Boogie?
Yeah. Yep, to Boogie. And so we'll see how they do. I think that's going to be a very tough game. We'll see how the Hogs respond to
that. Well, the SEC, they'll probably, put eight or nine teams in the NCAA tournament, maybe more.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I hate to call the regular season an exhibition, but you're basically playing for seeding in the NCAA tournament's what you're doing.
Well, a lot of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're probably right at that. Y'all got anything else?
Big week of basketball for everybody, all the high school teams.
It is, and it's getting bigger and bigger every week because, you know, I was thinking about it this week. We got five more weeks.
I think Outlaws and Lady Outlaws have four more home games is what we
talked about
the other night.
So it doesn't take long, does it? But anyway, we love it. We're going to report on it as soon as we hear what happens. And if you've got any information for us, we'd love to have it. We appreciate all the sponsors. We couldn't do it without you. And thank you to all the people that get us information and so we can report on these kids. And most of all, thank you to the kids. We couldn't do it without you. We'll see you next week.
See you next week.
See you next week.